Hello, and welcome to This Thing Called Life, a podcast dedicated to sharing stories about acts of giving, kindness, compassion, and humanity. Your host, Andy Johnson, will introduce you to powerful stories about organ, eye, and tissue donation from individuals, families, and healthcare teams whose experiences will inspire you and remind you that while life is hard, unpredictable, and imperfect, it's also beautiful. We are so happy you're here. Now, let's join the show.
100.3 Cincy RB Station, home of the Ricky Smiley Morning Show. Down one for show, the people's champion. I told you I had a superstar coming on the show today, Miss Andy Johnson from Life Center. How's it going?
Hey, Don Juan, it's going great. Thank you for calling me a superstar. I love it.
For sure.
Great way to kick off the weekend.
So I wanted to inform the community, are there any updates from people in need of kidney transplants in our community?
There are. So we did a community forum in March of last year with Corinthian Baptist Church and the Links and Center for Closing the Health Gap, just to talk about the impact of diabetes and kidney disease in the Black community. And one of our panelists, Charles, had been waiting for about 3 years for a kidney. And I'm happy to report that Charles did receive a kidney transplant from a living kidney donor.
Yeah.
So we were just really, really happy to hear that news. In addition to that, there was a gentleman at that forum who was just really frustrated with the process. He'd been doing dialysis, had been waiting for a kidney, and things were just not progressing. But you know what? He hung in there. He kept up with his treatments, and he also was transplanted in December as well. And so those are two examples of people I know, but there are more people in our community, in the Black community, who have received the gift of life through kidney transplant and other organ transplants in the last few months. And so that's why we have to just keep this conversation going about why we need to get engaged, get informed, and really register our decision to be a donor. And if we don't feel comfortable registering to be a donor, but we want to do good for others and help others, don't register and share your decision with your family so they know what you want at that time.
And why should Black folks register to be donors?
Because we're the ones in most need. It's okay. Really as simple as that. I think we all know someone who is on dialysis. We know someone who needs a kidney transplant because they are type 2 diabetic or have a family history of chronic kidney disease. These are diseases that impact the Black community at a higher rate, which causes us to be on dialysis and then ultimately needing a kidney transplant. So we have to be willing to help one another. And the way that we do that is saying, yes, we will be a donor. We can put it on our license. When you're going to get your license, you'll be asked that question. It's a simple yes. Okay. People can also go to registerme.org and do it right now. So you can do that and then share that decision with your family, because then you're also impacting other people who are quite sick right now and need our help.
Absolutely. And what if they want to donate their organs but don't want to register because, you know, sometimes they don't trust the system? What about those folks?
I would say just share your decision with your family, with your immediate family, so that if something were to happen to you, they know, okay, you know, Don Juan, he talked about this. He wanted to do this, so we're going to honor that decision, right? Okay. It's really that simple.
Gotcha. And I appreciate you, Miss Andy Johnson from Life Center. Thank you for coming on. I definitely wanted to get that into our community because it's a question that they ask. So thank you so much for that.
Thank you. And we're making New Year's resolutions. It's a new year. This is a great time to make that decision.
Absolutely.
Thank you for listening to This Thing Called Life. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your favorite podcast to make sure you get updates on all new episodes. And we would truly appreciate it if you would share, like, or give us a review to help us grow.